This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. This is the Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, last week we talked to a mom whose kid had gotten Lunchables shamed.
Yeah.
Which is not good. She had sent her kid to school with Lunchables. And the mom in the carpool said, "You're not eating that," and took it from her kid and then gave him lunch money and said, "Go buy something else." Like, are you kidding me right now?
So rude.
I guess this is carpool kid shaming poker. Yeah. And now, Karen, you're going to play an even better card. You couldn't call in on Friday, right?
Oh, no. I wasn't able to call in Friday, but I heard the whole Lunchable story. And
right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right?
I couldn't believe it. Like, how dare that mom? But, okay, here's my story, okay?
Yeah, because yours is even better. You're like, how dare that mom, but how dare this mom?
Oh, you guys, you ready for this? So this friend of mine, I can't use her name, so let's call her Lisa.
That's what we do. Yeah, whenever you have to give an alias, you call them Lisa.
Yeah, let's call her Lisa, okay? So she used to drive my daughter to school. So, she used to, because, like, the Lunchable thing, the mom, Lisa totally overstepped.
Yep.
There was a line way back there. You see it?
So up until last week, she was driving your kid to school.
Oh, yeah. So my daughter and I talked it over, and she wanted to wear makeup to school. So I let her. So we got up early, and I helped her with her makeup. She looked so cute, you guys. She was adorable. So I leave for work early, so Lisa just picks up the kids, including mine. So I left my daughter at home to wait for Lisa. And an hour later, I get a call from my daughter, and she is in tears. And she's saying that Lisa told her that there was no way she was going to take her to school with all that crap on her face. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
After we had done it and I had helped her, she was so cute. Oh, my gosh. And so my daughter says, "No, my mom told me I could wear it." And Lisa says, okay, you guys get ready for this. She says, "There's no way your mom would let you go to school looking like a little," okay, the word rhymes with butt. Let's just, yeah.
Oh.
So my daughter ended up saying,
I was like, rhymes with butt.
Goodness.
What? Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like a little, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said this to my daughter. And my daughter ended up not being able to go to school because she couldn't get there.
And she was in tears.
Oh, she was so upset. And I was so upset. It's like I was beside myself. I could not. I'm just glad Lisa wasn't there in the room. She would. So
where's it at now?
We haven't talked for a whole month. We had this big blow up, knockdown, drag out. And
sure.
Even my daughter and her daughter, they really don't talk anymore.
Because it's completely awkward now.
Yeah. Oh, and it gets better. Are you ready? Lisa tells her girl that my girl might be a bad influence on her.
Well, yeah, if she's going to go to school looking like a little...
Rhymes with butt.
Butt, yeah.
Yeah.
We're kidding. No, we're kidding, of course.
Oh, my God.
No, we're kidding, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Just talking about it is just, my blood pressure is going up. So, yeah. I mean, can you believe this woman?
There's just
no... She has no right to tell my daughter what she can and can't do.
No, of course not.
Well, I guess I have an issue with this because it's after the fact. It's not like, okay, so you helped your daughter with makeup. She told the mom, oh, my mom helped me put on this makeup. And the woman goes, there's no way she would let you go. And first of all, that is terrible that she shamed your daughter. You don't use the S word around a little girl. I don't know how old your daughter is, but you don't use that around a little girl. And then, second of all, the fact that you guys talked it over afterward and she stuck to her guns on that is horrendous.
It's terrible. And now she's telling her daughter not to hang out with my daughter. I mean,
because she's wearing all that makeup and stuff. I mean, really.
Because she's, a little rhymes with butt, and her daughter, oh my gosh, her precious snowflake.
Yeah, and let me guess, though, it's her daughter that's probably the one that's really the one you got to watch out for.
Yeah, the dress code violator. I'm sure it's that girl.
the one who wears one outfit in the car, and then when she gets to school, she's got clothes in her backpack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God, because girls are going to be girls. You know, they're going to want to experiment with makeup and, all that stuff. And it's just, I want to be there, and I want to help my daughter to make good choices and things like that. And this woman swoops in and just, she shames my daughter. She calls her a...
We got you.
Puritanical tyranny, I think.
I don't even know that there's a question here. Is there any way that this is acceptable? There's not.
No.
There's just not.
No, you do not undermine a child's self-esteem like that. I mean, that's horrible. Horrible.
There's got to be somebody that would defend it. I mean, somebody defended the Lunchable thing and said, she was just simply looking out for that child's nutritional habits.
Not her job.
Right? I I'm a huge believer, and it takes a village. I really do feel like... maybe her heart was in a good place, but the fact that she used the S word, I'm not cool with whatsoever.
No, this isn't defensible.
No.
Is it?
No, you don't call a child names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't. It's not what a grown-up does, right?
No, not in my book.
Technically, she didn't call her the name, though. She said Laika, which is totally different.
No.
No,
so much better, guys.
Yeah. Similar, too. Thanks for sharing, Karen. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you. No, there's no defense for this, is there? I can see my way clear with the lunch. No, I can't. You don't undermine another parent.
Right.
You just don't.
Well, do you as Karen, because now the kids are suffering from this, they can't be friends anymore, do you as Karen kind of take the back burner on things now and go, all right, I'm still really mad. You did step over the line, Lisa, but my child really likes your child. So do you give in to that now?
The kids are fine. The kids are fine. They can't have outside of school activities. Because the parents can't get out of their own way.
May I ask Kayla one question? Because the Lunchable thing, you kind of sided with the parent that took the Lunchable.
Yeah.
So how is, in your mind, that different than telling a little girl she can't wear makeup?
Because in that circumstance, I really feel like your friend, the mom who was being undermined, she kind of made it about herself. And she was feeling like she was being attacked, whereas this mom literally called the girl the S word. And so that to me is shaming the child and saying, your mother would never allow you to do that. You look like a,
But they were attacking the mom. That was the thing before. They were attacking the mom.
I know this experience.
No, I see where Spence is going right there.
The experience is when you do something like this, you are attacking the mom. You're basically telling them they're not a fit parent. And I know moms, because I've had this happen before, where they feel that you're attacking their ability to raise their kid. And that's a big... So making it about themselves, it is in a way about them, because
sure
they're
is.
Being judged for makeup or the way they feed their kids in the
sure
story.
Sure through not approving of the action,
mm-hmm.
you're shaming everybody.
Stop
you're shaming,
shaming
everybody.
Everybody.
I just don't see it that way with the Lunchable story. So
okay. But you do see it that you do, you think, do you think this is okay or not okay?
This is not okay at all. Because
but you
now
thought that was okay.
I thought the Lunchable thing was innocent in the fact that the mother was genuinely trying to help the girl with the kid with the Lunchable.
You don't think this mom is genuinely trying to help?
No.
Like a little rhymes with butt?
Not, not when you use words like that to a child. It's harsh. And that kid took the time with her mom and spent the time doing that.
Okay, now play this out just a little bit. Now let's tweak this just a touch. So all of a sudden, Karen's friend, the carpool driver, Lisa says, you're not wearing that to school. Your mother would never let you go out like that. What do you think that the daughter's reaction was? Do you think it was calm and measured? Well, mother said it was fine.
Mother did it.
Mother said it. My mother helped me. No, I guarantee this. I'm guessing she's probably 13, 14. I'm guessing that she amped out.
And was like, my mom said it was okay.
My mother said it was fine.
You're
not my mother. You know, or whatever reaction there was. So you don't think, you do not believe that things elevated or escalated?
They probably did. But as the mom, as the carpool mom, that's when you need to stay level-headed and say,
yeah, that's great.
Well, then let's call your mom. And I just want to confirm real quick.
Because you being the poster child for level-headedness.
I'm not a mom for a reason.
I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying. And you know I say that with love.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know I say that with love. But so it's great to sit back here and go, for all of us to go, yes, that's how you should handle it. But is that the way it always gets handled?
No.
Well, then that's what I'm saying is that mom needs to back off then when the conversation was had with Karen. And she didn't back off. She stuck to her guns, which then became an attack on that family altogether.
Abby, is there any way that the carpool mom, that Lisa was right on this?
How I dress my child, how I make my child look in the morning, what I feed my child is mine and my husband's business. Nobody else's. As long as I'm not breaking the law, giving them, you know, alcohol or illegal drugs, don't. No. I pay for their stuff. I take care of them. You don't get to tell my kid how they look.
How, Shannon, though, you think that this might have been okay? Shannon?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you think this might have been okay?
No, I definitely do not think that it's okay. I think that it should have been handled in a different way. I definitely think that if the mom chooses to let her kid wear makeup, then that's totally on her. And the minute that, you know, the carpool lady, they obviously have a different kind of a relationship. If she's toting her kids around, you don't just let anybody get in the car with your kids. So you probably have a different relationship with her where she might have felt comfortable enough to say, like, what's going on with your face? But there's like 100 different ways to have said that, not attacking the child or calling any kind of names is completely unnecessary. And I feel like at some point it shouldn't have been between the carpool mom and the kid. If the carpool mom felt like something was going on, she reached out to her.
Yeah, reached out to the mom.
Hey,
and
wearing makeup, and I've never seen that.
Do you not feel like that's the difference in this, is that the carpool mom attacked the child verbally by calling her a name, whereas a lot of people want to make it about the mom and how she dresses and styles her kid. I'm like, it's not about you. It's about the fact that the mom in the carpool situation didn't handle it
but
right.
But also, are we putting all of the importance here on the idea that she said, I'm not going to take you to school looking like a little... are we putting all of the importance on that? And is that the most important part?
Absolutely. I mean, that molds a girl. You know, you're a young, impressionable, even if you're 15, 16, which I find that age hard to believe because mom's helping her put on makeup. So she's probably more like between 11 and 13.
Yeah.
And so that's an impressionable age. You know, if that sets with a girl and then she goes to school and somebody else calls her that, now it's two people and one of them is a trusted adult that takes me to school and you could really mess up a girl like that. So it's not about anything other than the fact of how that mother the carpool mother responded to the whole situation. Like, you just don't shame a child like that, regardless of the age.
And you know what else is awful? Yeah. They did the makeup and everything, and then the girl didn't go to school with the makeup on, and then ruined the makeup by crying. You know? It's just
right.
a lose-lose so, yeah. all the way around for everybody.
Exactly, exactly. And she's going to have a crappy day because of all of the drama and chaos. And then there's added drama because now the moms are fighting because she handled it incorrectly. Like,
sure,
yeah.
The mom has every right to be mad. Like, who are you to talk to my child like this?
Well, and then now the girl associates. Now, like you said, all it would take was one more person for that girl to forever associate putting on makeup with looking like a rhymes with butt.
Yep.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Great call. Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I was a little itchy on the trigger finger right there. A little quick, but we got to get to this.
Check Buchanan Show.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
As Spence goes for win number 500, it's the only reason I'm here today with no voice. But I couldn't let anything keep me away from this.
Yep.
You got chills?
I do.
You got goosebumps?
I do. It's a big moment.
Davey's in there rubbing his arms. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. We were talking about it all weekend long. My boyfriend and I, and he's like, oh, man, if I could play Spence's Challenge, man, I would study all weekend long.
We will find out who that person will be to try to stand in the way of Spence's 500th win. But first,
98.5 KLUC. It's the big
fat
ride
for an additional $1,000. Where do you? What word do you text?
Retire. RETIRE. Retire.
Like Spence may retire after getting his 500th win.
Yes,
that could very well be. And where do you? Where do you send that?
72881.
Text that now and try and win yourself $1,000. Wait a minute.
Thank you so much.
Message and data rates may apply. Text you back to confirm entry. For rules or to enter online, visit KLUC.com for this national contest. Text now and good luck from 98.5 KLUC.
Got all excited over here working the dials and the levers and everything. So, Davey.
Yes.
Who will take on Spence as he goes for his 500th win?
Alicia Silva from Overton.
Hello, Alicia. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys?
No pressure today. But honestly, we really hope you win. It would just be hilarious. It would just be hilarious that we have to string this out another day.
You know, that'd be nice.
5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, ripped from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. What do we say?
Jump back, Cooter.
And are you going to Cooter today?
Not today.
No. Not you. Not when you're standing in the way of 500 and not for nothing. Not when there's over $2,000 on the line.
Yep.
Man, I'm nervous.
5 questions, 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Tiger Woods played in the Valspar Championships this weekend. In what place did he finish?
Fourth.
A possibly old Snapchat video was leaked and went viral over the weekend, painting what NFL superstar receiver in a very unflattering light?
Roger?
And what did you say?
Roger from Green Bay.
Okay. An embattled religious organization is debuting their own TV network on DirecTV today. What is the new network?
Oh, Jim Bakuter.
And the creators of which Netflix show have had to respond to allegations of abuse on their set?
Jim Bakuter.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Probably couldn't have worked out any better for you. The path to 500 victories is paved with one correct answer. You need one to keep the money safe.
Okay.
You need one to get win number 500, same 5 questions, same 30 seconds, and I think I only have 5 questions left in me, and then that'll be it.
That's done.
And here we go. For win number 500, sir.
Yes.
Tiger Woods played in the Valspar Championships this weekend. In what place did he finish?
Second.
A possibly old Snapchat video was leaked and went viral over the weekend, painting what NFL superstar receiver in a very unflattering light?
Odell Beckham Jr.
An embattled religious organization is debuting their own TV network on DirecTV and Roku today. What is the new network?
Scientology.
The creators of which Netflix show have had to respond to allegations of abuse on their set?
Stranger Things.
Elon Musk says SpaceX spaceships will be ready by the end of next year. Where are they going?
They're going to Mars, baby!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah!
He needed one, but did he put a giant exclamation point on win number 500? Let's see how he did. This is the best I could do towards yelling and creating excitement. But I really am excited. Tiger Woods played in the Valspar Championships this weekend. In what place did he finish? Alicia said...
fourth.
Spence said...
second.
Second.
Kuyakasha.
In a possibly old Snapchat video was leaked and went viral over the weekend, pinning what NFL superstar receiver in an unflattering light? Alicia said...
Rodgers from Green Bay.
Sure. Spence said...
Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, look at this.
Booyah!
Confident, triumphant, dominant... an embattled religious organization is debuting their own TV network on DirecTV and Roku today. What's the new network? Alicia said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
Scientology.
Look at him go.
Booyah. Booyah.
Look at him go. Yay. The creators of which Netflix show have had to respond to allegations of abuse on their set. Alicia said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
Stranger Things.
Oh, my
Booyah.
Goodness.
Booyah.
Oh, my
Booyah.
Goodness. And Elon Musk said SpaceX spaceships will be ready by the end of next year. Where are they going? Alicia.
Ran out of time.
Spence said.
They're going to Mars.
For win
baby.
Number 500, it's one,
Booyah.
Two, three,
Booyah.
Four, and five.
Booyah.
He did it. He did it. He did it.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
He did it. Win number 500. Mr. Terribles is here. All of our friends from Terrible Herbs. However, Mark Walters from Terrible Herbs, did you? I understand that you brought something for Alicia as his 500th victim.
We did bring something.
Something for Alicia?
Yeah, you need to speak into that. You brought something for Alicia?
Yes, we actually, even though you lost Alicia, we still have a $100 gas card.
Just for being the 500th victim. Hey. Congratulations.
Ah, this is awesome.
Alicia's speechless.
Hi.
Alicia. We've lost Alicia. The phone service in Overton has gone out today. But you've got a $100 gas card. There is a sash. Spence's challenge, 500 wins. Put the sash on.
There you go.
On.
Oh, that's lovely. I've always wanted a sash.
My wife made that for you. It's
Did
lovely,
she
is
really?
It not? Yeah.
Oh.
And then there is, of course, the plaque.
Oh,
commemorating 500 Spence's Challenge wins.
It's got the Chet Buchanan Show logo, and it says, in commemoration of 500 Spence's Challenge wins, March 12th, 2018.
And there was one other thing, as you may recall. Kayla, would you like to explain what this is?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a lovely woman by the name of Chelsea call in, and I believe you played, correct?
Yes, she had played and lost.
Yes. Well, she made a promise to Spence.
Let's bring her over and maybe she can tell.
That was that when Spence got his 500th win, and actually I can't take credit, it was my daughter's idea, that she wanted to bring him a cake when he got his 500th victory. So here we are with his marble nothing bun cake. Celebrating.
That is adorable.
Awesome.
And the nothing bun cake.
Thank you.
There we go. Congratulations.
Thanks, everybody.
500 wins for Spence.
That's awesome.
How about that?
I feel so special right now.
And actually, did we lose Alicia Davey? What happened?
Yeah, I'll get her back.
Well,
oh, that's awesome.
So we didn't even get to dismiss her.
I know.
But we'll throw another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot here with that new total. The double math major from Florida State University, the head of mathematics and finance for the Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Kayla Jo Walker.
So your new total starting tomorrow, if you can beat Spence, is $1,123. But if you can beat him, it's a $1,000 bonus.
Yep, for over $2,000 for you to win. Because you know what? Even though it's 500 wins, it's just another day at the office.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
Because a win for Spence is a win for America.
God bless America.
A win for Spence is a win for P1s everywhere.
Every employee and customer at Terrible Herbst throughout the valley, salud.
So what we're going to do is give you a chance to celebrate win number 500 with Spence. A $25 gift card to McFadden's in Town Square for St. Paddy's Day. Spence will be there starting at 6 and until they kick him out.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. $4 green beer, $6 Guinness draft, $5 Jameson shots, $7 Irish car bombs, and build your own green bikini contest. So classy.
Right.
For $250 in cash and prizes, McFaddensVegas.com. It's always big.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Oh, and come out and celebrate with your boy Spence. Win number 500.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.